NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Don, are you there?
I am, yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on there. First, a little background. When did the president find out that Saddam Hussein had indeed been captured?
He got word yesterday afternoon. He was at Camp David yesterday, and Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld called him to say that they had captured someone who appears to be Saddam Hussein, but mindful that there are Saddam Hussein imposters out there, and also mindful that this was just kind of an initial visual look at this captive. They decided to do all the checks. Then it was at 5 o'clock this morning, 5:14 to be precise, that Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, called the president and gave him the news.
And the president will be speaking at noontime, but I guess, can you give us an idea about what his day was like after he had heard the news?
He was in the Oval Office early this morning, meeting with aides and top staffers. They were watching all of the news coverage very closely. The president was back in the residence. He and the First Lady watched the press conference that Paul Bremer and some members of the Iraqi Governing Council gave, making the formal announcement. And we are told he was very pleased to see the cheering that took place there, and has been pleased just to see the positive reaction throughout Baghdad and Iraq that has been in the news today.
And how would you assess the mood at the White House?
It's very, very positive. But the other thing is they're still being careful not to raise expectations too much as far as what this means. We'll hear from the president in just about 20 minutes now, and he'll make a statement from the cabinet room. It's not going to be a big Oval Office speech to the nation. They're not waiting till prime time. They're doing it midday. So don't look for this to be a victory speech. Look for a happy president, clearly, to be bringing what he'll describe as very good news to the American and to the Iraqi people, but also expect him to talk about the sacrifices so far on the part of the American military, the dangers still ahead, the work yet to be done.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. As Don mentioned, the president will be speaking to the nation at approximately noontime Eastern Standard Time from the cabinet room of the White House. Just to recap for you, former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was captured in a raid by members of the 4th Infantry Division early this morning, actually late last night, at a farmhouse not too far from his hometown in Tikrit. He is now in American custody. Our coverage will continue.